This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. Welcome, David. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Talk to us about that, please.
That is. It's a national effort, and the president has signed letters designating the month as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And one of the things we try to do during this month is to educate all members of our community about the seriousness of domestic violence. And also in light of the events that tragic events that happened over at the shelter where a victim in Silva was killed by her estranged husband, I think it's good that we go over some of these things and talk about, you know, how dangerous certain situations are and what causes those things. And first we need to understand that domestic violence is used by one person, usually the man, to control another, usually the woman. And that control can happen in any kind of a relationship. It can happen among married couples. It can among couples living together, dating couples. It can happen among heterosexuals, gays or lesbians. Any time people are in a relationship, this kind of situation can and will develop.
David, you've mentioned before that the violence occurs in cycles. Explain that.
Well, yeah, there's a distinct three phases that go along with domestic violence. There's a tension phase where the man is trying to control the woman, and there's a lot of psychological, verbal abuse, that sort of thing. Finally, it escalates to the point where there's some violence that takes place. And then he's very remorseful and tries to make amends, and that's what's called the honeymoon phase. And the thing that people should be aware of is that with time, these cycles get more and more intense and they get more and more frequent. So it's not something that usually gets better with time or with counseling and that sort of thing. It just gets worse and gets more frequent.
When violence is not active, what kinds of control do we see?
Well, that's the interesting part, because behind the scenes, even when there's no violence going on, the abuser will try to control in a number of ways. First of all, he doesn't like her to be in relationships with other people. So typically you'll see him want her to stay home, not go out into the workplace. He doesn't like her to have friends that she goes out with, doesn't even like to have her spend a lot of time with her family. He doesn't want her to have intimate relationships with any other people. He will control with limiting access to money or to the automobile, the car. So there's all kinds of ways that he will try to control.
Well, can a woman just leave an abusive relationship and end the violence?
Well, that's the key thing I think we all need to remember, is that the most dangerous time for a woman in a relationship is when the abuser either perceives that she's about to leave or thinks she's about to leave. And his attitude is, well, if I can't have her, nobody's going to have her. And that's what we saw in the situation over in Silva a few weeks back. That lady was had just left her abusive relationship. She was in a shelter, supposedly protected. And this guy came up with a plan and whatnot that he executed and ultimately resulted in her death. So we have to be very, very careful. And women need a plan. And we're going to talk more about this plan next week. But the last thing that a woman ever wants to do is threaten to leave, because that can really escalate into some violent situations. And the violence is so out of control, Steve, that we don't even allow any of our people to go on site and help a person. We send the law enforcement people out there to take care of those situations, because you just never know when violence is going to escalate to the point where you're going to have a bad situation and somebody can get very, very hurt or even killed.
We'll continue this discussion next week on our program. In the meantime, David, give us a phone number if people want more information.
Well, we've got a hotline that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.